Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Friday, a mixture of sun and clouds, another cold day today, high of only about 22 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 12, it's 11 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, also 12, and it's 11 degrees in Racine. There was a two-vehicle traffic crash in the 12,000 block of 104th Street in the village of Pleasant Prairie yesterday that resulted in one of two people injured going up to Frederick Hospital and Flight for Life. Driver of that car that collided with a pickup truck suffering some serious but non-life-threatening injuries was picked up by the helicopter at St. Catherine's Medical Center, where the driver of the truck was also taken. Police indicating the driver of the northbound car failed to yield at a stop sign. The reconstruction of Durand Avenue in Racine from Kentucky Street to Kearney Avenue is scheduled to happen one of these years, but no longer being considered as a roundabout around West Boulevard or Taylor Avenue, while another roundabout proposed in a separate contract at Memorial Drive is still not a done deal with the state at this point. The city's Public Works and Services Committee was told removal of the roundabout design for the longer stretch of Durand was due in part to community input meetings and perhaps the cost of property acquisition.
The folks that showed up and commented were very negative on that roundabout. And there might have been other things as far as, you know, traffic counts, things of that sort, that, cost-benefit analysis. I think there was going to require the purchase of some real estate, and I think probably the cost-benefit analysis might have fallen out.
Public Works Commissioner Mark Yala noting that roundabouts do actually help to slow traffic and reduce accidents based on statistics, but are not appropriate in all situations. An amendment to the design contract for the Durand project from Ghent, Kentucky to Kearney, it'll bring the total cost to $1.2 million, with 80% of that funded by the state. Now, City Engineer John Rooney tells us that the other project on Durand from Kearney to over by Sheridan Road, that still needs some public input before a final design plan gets developed, and a proposed roundabout at Memorial Drive is not a certainty at this point. Not guilty is the plea of Racine resident Joseph Jackson to killing another man at a far southwest side apartment complex just over a year ago. The 26-year-old Jackson bound over for trial after his preliminary hearing for first-degree intentional homicide, armed robbery, and possession of a firearm by a felon. The body of Michael Hardy discovered inside his Indiana Street apartment south of Durand Avenue in January of last year. Police doing a check on his welfare at the time. Court records show investigators figured out that Hardy had $10,000 in his possession when he was killed. Jackson remains in jail. He'll be back in court next week. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth looking into the possibility of hiring part-time staff for the pretrial facility and detention center, trying to reduce the amount of overtime worked by correctional officers at both facilities. Vacancies at the two have resulted in forced overtime for the existing staff. The county recently extended a special wage to even encourage supervisors to fill the open shifts. The chief deputy, Mark Levin, told the Judiciary and Law Enforcement Committee of the county board that he talked to jail officials all across the state and says many do use part-time staffers.
There are quite a few departments, some as large and many smaller than ours, that are utilizing this type of workforce, but those folks also would sometimes substitute as dispatchers, cooks. I mean, it matters how big their departments are. Ours would strictly be for correctional officers and direct supervising officers.
More than 80 people attended a recent corrections recruitment event. County officials indicating more than 100 have applied for correctional jobs. The deadline to apply for that is January the 11th. And the Office of State Senator Van Wongard, who of course represents both parts of Racine and Kenosha County, says it's now looking into the recent closure of Promotions Unlimited on Highway 11 in Mount Pleasant, and most, if not all, of the workers finding the loss of compensation for those final days. A spokesperson for Wongard says their inquiry into the State Department of Workforce Development is about whether what happened constitutes wage theft. Meanwhile, the workers have been told any chance to get their last week or so of salary has got to begin with the filing of a formal labor standards complaint. The Journal-Times says the now former Promotions Unlimited workers had to fight what is known as reverse depositing by the company's payroll firm, removing money from accounts. Promotions Unlimited closed its doors January 27th. You might remember last year the Evergreen Academy School, which is part of the Racine Choice Program, was offering to purchase the Taylor Complex from the Village of Elmwood Park to incorporate all three of its locations and a growing student base at just one site, but that never happened for whatever reason. Now comes word of a public hearing February 21st at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall on Evergreen's proposal for a brand new facility to house 4K through 8th grade classrooms on what is currently farm property along the 3300 block of Chicory Road. Public comment will lead to consideration of the conditional use permit the very next day by the Village Plan Commission. The Evergreen Academy plans involve a phased approach to creating an almost 40,000-square-foot complex, beginning with the elementary school portion. Over 800 students applied for the Gateway Promise Initiative by Wednesday's deadline. That exceeded the expectations of Gateway Technical College officials.
This program is really designed to help students think about what their career path might be going on toward college and to create a pathway of affordability for all families to be able to help their students be successful.
That's Gateway President Brian Albrecht, who says they will now work with those students to assure that they meet all the qualifications of the program, which will allow them to enroll at Gateway tuition-free.
A couple of those are to make sure that they have their GPA graduating from high school with a 2.0 and that they get enrolled in one of our bridge programs, which we'll be offering this summer to indoctrinate them to the college environment and to give them all the academic support resources necessary to be successful once they get here.
It's expected, he says, 250 to 300 students will be able to participate in the first year of the program. Snap-on Incorporated's reporting gains in both revenue and profit for the fourth quarter, ending 2016, with a 14% gain in net income. The Kenosha-based company reporting $3.43 billion in revenue, a 2.3% increase for the year. Fourth quarter, revenue $889.9 million. That's a 4.5% increase. Racine's Water Utility got an inquiry recently from the city of Franklin about the possibility of being its wholesale water supplier, once a current 30-year deal with Oak Creek runs out after the year 2024. During the Water Works Commission meeting this week, Utility General Manager Keith Huss explained that Racine is one of three utilities that got the same letter from Franklin's city engineer.
Their commission and city council and public works department has asked their city engineer to solicit interest from other water purveyors along Lake Michigan to see if anyone else is interested in serving Franklin in the future, 7 years from now. So currently Oak Creek is their water supplier. Most people know that Oak Creek might be serving water to Waukesha in the next couple years.
Meanwhile, he said that Oak Creek may still be a player in all of this. Racine likely won't beat the odds or any lower rates. And the issue of so-called sanctuary cities and the Trump administration threatening to pull federal funding if they ignore immigration orders kind of cropped up recently in Racine, where, of course, Mayor John Dickert claims it would be illegal, among other things. With the controversy and verbal responses from Racine in Milwaukee and Madison and other communities, one Republican state representative, Janelle Branchon, is sponsoring a bill to prohibit counties and municipalities from passing ordinances, resolutions, or policies that would ban employees from assisting with immigration enforcement. Violators would be subject to fines. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.